Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Registration mountain goat hunting permits, RG 890 and 891, for Game Management Unit 14A will be available on October 3rd, beginning at 9 a.m. in person at the Palmer Department of Fish and Game Office or online. As of Monday, September 30th, one billy and one nanny had been harvested in the Chugach Mountains. Based on survey information collected in July, this year's quota for mountain goats in Unit 14A is 14 goat points. Under the goat point management system, billies count for one goat point and nannies count as two goat points. The two-unit 14A drawing permit hunts closed on September 30th. Given the low harvest and available goat points, biologists have determined that registration permits will be made available to increase harvest opportunities. Permits will be available for residents and non-resident hunters. Unit 14A consists of drainages in Unit 14, bounded on the west, beginning at the Matanuska-Susitna Borough boundary along longitude line 150 degrees, 30 minutes, 0 seconds to the north of the Susitna River. Season dates for the registration hunts are October 3rd through October 31st. Successful hunters must report their harvest within 2 days on the internet or in person or by phone to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office in Palmer. Unsuccessful hunters or those who did not hunt must report within 15 days of the close of the season. Seasons may close earlier by emergency order if quotas are reached. Hunters are reminded that the taking of nannies with kids is prohibited. A CES fire engine recently underwent an overhaul to promote cancer awareness in the Central Peninsula area. The fire engine, which has been in service since 2013, has been named Miss Rosie and sports a fancy new neon and black vinyl wrap. The name derives from the fire truck manufacturer Rosenbauer.
It's a reserve truck that fills in at different fire stations when the other trucks are out for maintenance or if we need extra fire trucks,
said CES Fire Chief Roy Browning.
We got approached by the Aurora Integrated Oncology Foundation that they wanted to do a cancer awareness project with a pink fire truck. So this is the first one on the Kenai Peninsula.
Miss Rosie was officially introduced to the community on Saturday during the Thrive Through Cancer Well-Being Fair at Central Peninsula Hospital. Although pink is traditionally associated with breast cancer awareness, this new design is meant to bring awareness to all forms of cancer, as evidenced by the All Cancers, All People Screening Saves Lives scrawled prominently down the side of the new-look fire engine. The idea for the project originated between Aurora Integrated Oncology Foundation and the Soldotna Firefighters Association. Aurora Director of Community Outreach, Jess Gutzweiler.
This is a great opportunity for us to get awareness out there. It's kind of like a moving billboard for cancer awareness and early prevention.
The Surviving and Thriving Through Cancer event, held annually, aims to cater to the unique needs of cancer survivors, families, and caregivers as they navigate life beyond the diagnosis. According to the CPH website, the event has been designed around the American Institute for Lifestyle Medicine's six pillars of health: eat plants, keep moving, be present, stay calm, and love people. State prosecutors will not file criminal charges against a police officer in Anchorage who fatally shot a 16-year-old girl holding a knife, concluding the officer's use of deadly force was legally justified. A report released Monday from Senior Assistant Attorney General John Darnall with the State Office of Special Prosecutions determined Anchorage police officer Alexander Roman reasonably believed he or another officer was about to be assaulted by the girl Easter Leifa. Roman was one of the officers who this summer responded to a call for help placed by one of Leifa's sisters, who said Leifa was trying to stab her with a knife. She had recently moved from American Samoa and was still learning English, her family has said. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.